This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, September 2nd. Well, we had the cattle markets fairly quiet yesterday. The market's trying to hold supports on the back months, at least, where feeder cattle have come back down and tested the breakout that held the market for a good 3 weeks. And we surged above that here a couple weeks ago. Now we're coming back down and testing that. So the market so far holding on the deferreds. And again, the front month September feeders have broken below that level, but they are not seeing a whole lot of downside continuing from that break. And the live cattle, a pretty good break here over the last week or so as the futures market tries to come back in line with where the cash is. And it's looking like we've pretty much got there with the October front month live cattle trade. And yesterday we saw a nice reversal back up. So we started out just under a little bit of pressure, and then the market snapped back up with a nice reversal up. We'll see where that takes us. The cash trade seems to be stabilizing, if not, inching its way higher. We were up a couple dollars last week. This week we see some trade around 128 on the average. That's up another couple dollars from last week. Dress trade around 200 even. According to USDA, that actually would be down $4 from last week. The box beef values are on a downward slide here for 4 days in a row now, and 6 days out of the last seven. We were down fairly hard yesterday on the choice, down 366 at 338. Select was down 446 at 308. The spread was up 80 cents at 3088. Movement was 104 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week, 357,000 head. That is 8,000 more than last week, and it's 1,000 more than a year ago. So we are starting to see the numbers pick up. Apparently, packers are able to get some chain speeds sped up here a bit. We see that in the slaughter rates. We see that in the box beef movement. And we're seeing it in the price action. They're offering box beef at some discounts to keep them moving at a time when, they've got some massive profit. So they've got plenty of wiggle room here. My guess is that we've seen a fair amount of demand destruction at the retail level. And now with the slaughter rates picking up, they're having to discount the box beef to keep it moving. So it's hard to tell how that translates back to the producer, who has not participated really hardly at all in the massive profits that the packers have enjoyed per head. Now with the packers picking up the pace here, perhaps they're going to have to offer more to the feedlots. Feedlots have not been able to really get much leverage because they have to keep the cattle moving. But we don't really seem to be bottlenecked all that much. Weights were up just a touch. But with the packers picking up the pace here, I would expect that they're going to be competing a bit more aggressively for these animals. The feeder cattle index was down $1.19, taking a fairly healthy drop. It's sitting at 158.35. So there's a lot of mixed messages here in the cattle space. Feeder cattle, the index has been performing impressively well considering the number of cattle coming off pastures. And we see that with the cow slaughter rate just jumping up huge. So we know that these pairs are coming off pasture. We know that the calves are being split off and the cows are being slaughtered. But the calves have a place to go in the southern plains, which has seen improving pasture conditions. And they're also probably going into the feedlot. So I would expect we're going to see placements fairly healthy for not only the month of July, as we saw, but also the month of August. And we won't see that number here for a few weeks, but that would be my guess that we're going to see a lot of August placements that normally would have gone in SEP October coming in early because of the drought in the northern plains. The export sales number this morning at 15,600 tons. South Korea took 7,300, Taiwan 3,100, Japan took 2,800. Pork export sales at 33,500. Mexico took 21,000. Colombia 4,200. Japan took 3,000. China took 2,000. So the export sales, picked up a little bit. Last week was only 10,000. The week before 11,000. So we're better, but we're not up into the 20s that we like to see a robust export program. The higher dollar is part of the reason we've seen a drop in exports. But by and large, we've struggled to kind of get back up to that pace. And part of it is too, we just don't have the volume. Obviously, slaughter rates have been down for several weeks, so that's obvious that, clearly is going to cut into our export program. So short term, I think the feeder cattle are holding here at the support levels, which were the resistance levels. Unless we break below that on the October and the rest of the deferred contracts, I would expect that these levels will hold and kind of set the foundation for the next leg up. In live cattle, the cash market's performing better. Box beef is pulling back, so again, we have a mixed trade there, but I think that we've had a pretty significant break already. If the trend is going to stay up, we need to see the buyers step up here and support this market. And after yesterday's reversal up, I would expect we'll get a little bit, at least a little bit of follow through in the short term. And again, if the trend is going to remain up, then this would set the foundation too for the next leg up. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.